FM 90.3 WJTL. Carrie Jope, Heal Our Land, Love and the Outcome. I Don't Have You, and Family Force 5, now FF5. Fire on the Highway. Good morning. It's 7:20.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, still windy out there. High 45, so a little warmer today, but that wind might make it feel just as cold as the last couple of days.
Yep.
Chance of rain or snow showers after 3. Then mostly cloudy tonight, breezy, low 28, maybe some snow showers. Friday, mostly sunny and windy and 39, mostly sunny, high 46 Saturday, and sunny and near 50 Sunday. Right now in Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster, it's 30.
This morning, our friends from Promise Players hanging out with us. Lanny, Brad, and Stacy are here. Hi, gang.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you all here. Lanny Millett is the board member and in charge of publicity for Promise Players. And Lanny, you guys have been doing shows for a long, long time. Tell us about Promise Players.
In fact, 45 shows in 23 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. It's a community theater group with a Christ-like mission. And the goal, while all the shows aren't biblical shows, every show shows us how to live our life in a Christ-like manner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is exciting. And you guys always have somebody that you raise funds for each year.
We do. We do. In fact, we've raised $203,334 for 49 different beneficiaries over those.
Including JTL.
Including WJTL.
A couple years ago,
that's
which was
right.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. Who are you raising funds for this year?
This particular show is for New Life for Women and Children. And many know of the program New Life for Girls. This is an extension of that. Once a young lady goes through that program and gets themselves the drug issues under control to a certain level, they can then be reunited with their children in the program and learn how to live and be prepared to go out and live in the community again. It's a very exciting program and very needed in this day and age.
So 43 shows in 20, how many
23
years?
23 years.
Wow, that's pretty great. How many shows, how long have you been part of it? How many shows have you been part of?
I've been in 4 shows as an actor and I believe 9 shows with
doing publicity and help with support stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
One thing I did want to share, our company is not limited to one denomination. All are welcome. In fact, this particular show represents 17 churches. We have 14 actors covering 16 roles and 16 support staff. And it ranges from some people who, or at least one, who's this is their first show ever, and others, I think there's one may have been in every show that they've done.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yeah, we'd love for people to come out and audition for the next shows.
And what's the name of this year's show?
This year is I Do Times 2.
And Brad Wilworth is with us. Brad is playing Jacob in I Do Times 2. Good morning to you again, Brad.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about I Do Times 2.
Okay, this is the story of Jacob. He's the main character. And it starts out with Jacob working with his mother Rachel, who is working on deceiving Isaac, and Esau discovers what was done because Jacob stole the blessing away from Esau, and his mother helped out with that. Then once Esau finds out what happened, then Jacob has to flee to his uncle Laban's house, where then he meets Laban's daughter Rachel, and then he makes a deal to serve Laban for 7 years for Rachel. And after that, at the end of the 7 years that he agreed to work for Laban, he delivers Leah instead of Rachel, and so there's a deception there. But Jacob doesn't find out about this until later. So once he does find out, he confronts Laban, and then Laban makes another deal with Jacob, saying that you'll give Leah her bridal week, and then you can have Rachel after that. So Jacob's kind of forced into marrying two of Laban's daughters.
So is this set in biblical times?
Yes. Yeah. This was back. It's in story of it's in Genesis. You can read about that there to get the full story of that. But this is just a portion of Jacob's life.
And when is the show happening?
Well, we have tonight is a show.
Okay.
And then we have one tomorrow night at 7:30 for both those nights. And then we have two on Saturday and then one on Sunday.
And if folks want more information about it, can they visit you online?
Yes, it's www.promiseplayers.org.
And they're all happening at Lampeter Church of the Brethren, like usual, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I thought so. And with us today, Stacy Fletcher is here. Stacy is playing Leah. Good morning again, Stacy.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Sure, yes. I've been in a 11 Promise Players productions,
wow.
And this character by
That's
far
great.
Is my favorite. Of course, this is a comedy of a biblical story, so
okay.
I do encourage everyone to read the biblical story. But Leah, the part I play is, it's so much fun. She's so quirky and goofy and just not the not the wonderful person that everybody is envisioning, and she just is so unloved by people, especially, unfortunately, Jacob, and it's just a fun character to play. But she is a little bit redeemed in the end, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and so as part of this story, I think that's the part that you guys are trying to share, that even though you are unlovely... In
yes.
a sense, that we
God
are all loved.
God uses you.
Yeah.
God loves the unloved, and that's what we're trying to portray. You don't have to be the prettiest or the smartest or the richest or the fastest or the strongest. God uses everybody with the gifts and talents that he's given them.
Promise Players Spring Show, I Do Times 2, going on this week. Get all the information. It's happening at Lamb Peter Church of the Brethren. Visit promiseplayers.org. We'll talk more with the gang coming up. Mandisa coming your way. This is Bleed the Same on WJTL.